We've had the St Kilda Unconventional preview of the year, got butchered by Simon O'Donnell. We needed to do it again, but we also wanted to speak to this man because he's a 304-game star, 120 with the Saints, and then the rest with the Hawks. Triple premiership player, three-time All-Australian. He would have played on you a lot, I reckon.
Oh, we played against each other, not necessarily on each other very often. He was a great player, Russell Green. You know what? We're talking about players that got banged up or banged up post their career. He was banged up while he was playing. Like, he had all sorts of butchering going on with his knees, didn't you, Russell? Good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim, and good morning, Gary.
You were banged up while you were still playing. You had, how many operations did you have on your knees?
I've had 45 general anaesthetics over my
45?
And post.
No.
Yeah. Anyway, I do it all again tomorrow. It was an amazing time, and all of us have been very fortunate to have been involved at the highest level, and it was just amazing to be involved at two clubs. I've got a lot of time for St Kilda and certainly for Hawthorn.
You're the third in our series of just chatting to old blokes about their injuries and other things. We've had Wayne Johnston and we had Mickey Conlon. You're the clubhouse leader with 45, Russ. I don't know if that's going to be beaten.
Well, I've got a mate called Kevin Taylor, who I grew up with in Frankston. He's had about the similar amount of operations. But anyway, that's another story. But now, listen, I wish you could have had me on after Gary O'Donnell, but you put me on after Merrily, who was absolutely outstanding. I hope you don't expect any of that from me.
No, we don't. We're not even going to get to that just straight away because we just want to reflect on your career. Just the 45, at what age were you when you had your first knee operation?
I had my lateral cartilage out in my left knee when I was 18.
Right.
Started from then. So then, bit by bit, then arthroscopies came into vogue, and each year I would have both of my those done. I've had bone grafts on my wrists, osteotomies, which are three type of operations you have before you have knee replacements. I've had knee replacements. As I've mentioned, I do it all again tomorrow. All I wanted to do was play one game, and I was fortunate enough to play a few more. And it was, as you both know, and anyone who's played at the highest level, it's just a dream come true for the young fellas.
Unbelievable. You had a great career, 304 VFL games, including 120 with the Saints. That's where you started. And your departure from there, I know you've told the story before, but a lot of people listening new to the game, perhaps they wouldn't understand what took place back in the day. One minute you're a St Kilda player, the next week you're a Hawthorn player. How did that all come about?
Yes, Tim. We played Geelong down at Geelong as a St Kilda player. I think I played on Mickey Turner. I think he had about 4,000 possessions and I didn't have many. And then Alex Jezulinko was the coach, and trained all week, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, and selected the play and drove home from Linda Crescent to our house, Roxy, our house. It was probably a 5 or 6 minute drive. I've been selected by Jezza. He's saying he's playing on Dougie Hawkins. So I drive home. Roxy says, Don Scott's on the phone. And I said, well, who's Don Scott? She said, he said he's from Hawthorn. I said, look, I know a Don Scott from Hawthorn, but why would he be ringing me? So anyway, 5 minutes later, I didn't go anywhere. Just sat down, waited for the phone call. Scotty rang. Don Scott here. Be down at Moorabbin tomorrow. Ian Drake's got your boots. You're playing for Hawthorn on Saturday. I said, who is this? You're kidding. Who is it? And so it was fact. So Roxy and I, most bizarre situation of all time. We drive into, as you boys know, where the players park. I get out. Bloke on my left is Steve Nick, who was the best man. He was playing for North Melbourne. He was the best man at Roxy and my wedding. He was on the left-hand side. And then on the right-hand side was Lee Matthews. We all kind of got out together. And it was like a Mexican standoff, just kept looking at each other. And I said to Icky, mate, I'm with him. And Lee's going, you serious? I'm going, yeah, I am. So then we went out to sit in the grandstand, and we were close proximity to both North Melbourne and Hawthorn teams, and I've been playing for 7.5 years at that stage, and is that him? Is that Russell Green plays? They can't. I can't be. Can't be. So anyway, at 5-1, in those days you only had to be in the rooms an hour prior to the game. So I walked down onto the ground, up the race, and a whole new world evolved. It was, I'm not even sure who I met at the actual entrance. I said, "Here's your number, mate." And I had a look at it. It was 29. So I thought, oh, well, at least that hasn't changed. So look, I was so, and the best thing about it was Ron Cook, who was the president of Hawthorn. He was in hospital at the time when this transition took place. 6 weeks after I arrived at Hawthorn, I haven't had a kick. Hawthorn have gone from being 6-2 to 6-6. Things aren't going too well. And Ron Cook's walked up to me, put his hand out. I didn't know who he was at that stage. I shook his hand. He said, "I'm Ron Cook." I said, "Oh, good day, Ron. I'm Russell." He said, "I know who you are, and I've got to tell you the truth. If I wasn't in hospital, you wouldn't be here." Turned his back and walked away. So I'm going, I haven't had a kick for 6 weeks. President comes up and tells me I shouldn't be here. So, but then fortunately, Tim and Gary turned around and started getting. Actually, my very first victory for Hawthorn was against St Kilda. Most bizarre. I don't wish it upon anyone. I was at St Kilda for 7.5 years, running out on the ground. They're the blokes I've been with for 7.5 years, and it was the first. The only time I've ever thrown a punch was Grant Thomas, who's a great friend of mine. I don't even know why I did it. We were kind of rolling on the ground, and I went whack, and then he's giving me two on the back of the head, and I said, no more, that's enough. So it was, bizarre. And look, I was very fortunate. I've experienced the highs and lows of footy, three wooden spoons, and I was, as you mentioned, Gary, in your introduction, I was very fortunate to play in three winning premierships, and I still have one grand final that haunts me. Is the Timmy, you were involved, missed the 84 grand final. Everyone, any Essendon supporter sees me, they yell out, have you caught up with Baker lately? He was number 4. I can still see his number when he snapped that goal, and then that started a series of 8 virtually unanswered goals. So, but to experience highs and lows really makes you appreciate things.
Absolutely fantastic. Love listening. Could listen to them all morning, these stories. We're speaking with the great Russell Green, a 304-game superstar, 120 of the Saints, triple premiership player, 3-time All-Australian, captain of Victoria too, from memory. And I think was the Wisp in... Did you captain the Wisp in that game?
Yes, the reason why I was vice captain, and Terry Danaher pulled out through injury. And Terry Danaher is one of my best players I've ever played with, or in state sides, but against. He was just an absolutely super player. Tim was the vice captain, and I lasted about 3 seconds. I was playing in the back pocket, and Simon Beasley and I think Gary Pert fell on top of me. I did my medial ligament, so that was it. Oh. Then Tim took over, and I think it was a record win. I think we won by about 80 or 90 points. I lasted about 5 minutes as captain.
Tim's taking a little bit of credit. He's just bumped himself up quite a
bit
there.
Right?
Hey, let's get into the... I know you still love your footy and your watch, and you got great connections with both the Saints and the Hawks, but we asked you to do the Saints because Simon O'Donnell butchered it, so you've got to try and retrieve this for us. They were good last night, so here's a few questions for you and for the Saints supporters. Which player do you think might be a surprise top 5 finisher in the best and fairest?
Well, the word I've got, Gary, is that Josh Battle is going to have look, I was at work last night. I work at a high need school in Cranbourne, and the school's known as Marnebeck, and the specialist, I'm involved in the PE department there. I didn't see all of the game, but what I saw of Josh, he's a really good size. Made a lot of inroads last year, and I think he could be a bolt in the top 5. But there's plenty of them who could be. You got Max King last night. I mean, he's, I don't know how tall he is, 6'7", 6'8", and he's got arms like Inspector Gadget. And he actually did a front and centre. The only goal I saw, front and centre. Bang, left foot. I mean, he's going to be an absolute superstar.
He's as agile as any bloke out on the ground. What will be the biggest distraction, do you think, for the club this year, Greeny?
Well, the biggest distraction, Tim, I think, will be when they're won 15 and only lost one. And for the coach to keep the boys, Brett Ratton, to keep them on. Because I think, like last year, as you know, Tim, I think you've got to do your apprenticeship before you can really launch and be a serious contender for a premiership. Last year, they did exceptionally well. A lot of young fellas, they've recruited well again. You know, apparently Tom Highmore from South Adelaide is going to be a really good acquisition. Brett Ellison, his nephew, Matty McLeod Ellison, apparently centre forward, half forward flanker, 18-year-old, put on about 7 kilo over the Christmas period. And he's also related to Peter Bozzasto. So we've got two uncles.
Wow.
Brett Ellison was a dual premiership player, and Peter Bozzasto. Things are looking pretty good there.
A lot of people put on 7 or 8 kilos over the Christmas period, but not all muscle, though, Russell. Which player on the list are you a bit unsure about will win you over in 2021?
All right, now this is the smoky.
Someone
will put their hand up and you go, God, where did that come from? look, Kilda, you know, I've met Paddy Ryder getting on a little bit in age. They've gone for a backup ruckman called Paul Hunter, who was on the Adelaide list for 4 years. Apparently the word is that he's absolutely flying. So I'm always in for the underdog, and I hope something like that, because if that will add another dimension to their game. I mean, if you can play Paddy Ryder and Paul Hunter if he comes on. So
it'd be nice. That'd be very nice for the Saints supporters if they could add a little smoky like that. I like it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And now four players, dinner party, you and Roxy, you've trotted out the salmon and you're ready to go. Which four would you like to have around?
All right. Now, this is a bit I'm diversing a little bit here, Gary. I don't want four. All I want is Jack Higgins and Blair Hartley. Blair Hartley, as you know, is the list manager at Richmond.
Yep.
And Jack Higgins was an ex-Richmond player. Had some really, you know, serious injuries with the bleeding on the brain and so forth. But at Marnebeck, we had a really very extremely sick young girl who had brain cancer. Contacted Paul Connors, or it might have even been my son, Stephen. She was fanatical, absolutely fanatical Richmond supporter. Within a heartbeat, Jack was around there. Blair Hartley, what he did for that family... was just unbelievable what they did for that. I can't say exactly what they did because Blair might get the sack. But they did amazing things. And also, I want Jack there because I want to hear all those jokes he tells at quarter time and three quarter time in the huddle. So apologies to the other two gentlemen, but there won't be any time. They would fill up my evening listening to those boys.
That's a great story. We are talking about time. We are running out of time. But if you had a quick chat with the coach, one suggestion you might give him.
Absolutely. Get Norm Goss back as chairman of selectors. The only bloke who I've ever known to light up a smoke in the coach's box and then apologise to the coach.
Just quickly, really sad this week, the passing of Michael Gadinski. You would have known Michael, yes?
Yeah, but not. I know he's a great mate of Molly. I know Molly exceptionally well. He's godfather of my daughter, Angie. But I've met Michael over the journey, and look, absolutely shattering. They're talking about that. I'll be very, very quick. I hear you boys talk about Keyser. I go there two or three times a week. It's absolutely fantastic.
How good is it?
Absolutely. Any ex-player who gets the opportunity to go should go. Where I work also, people like Jerry Ryan, I do so many things with these kids and there's so much generosity out there. I should have expanded on that a little bit earlier. People from Phillip Island, Jeremy and Craig, who let our kids bowl for free. Molly Cameron from the Cranbourne Turf Club. There's so many, Marino, Angelino, there's so many generous people out there who support people. I meant to mention that with Jack Higgins also. I mean, there's so much love out there. People who just want to help other people.
You're doing great stuff, Russ. And we loved having a chat with you this morning. Our audience love it as well. We hope the Saints can get the job done for you and for others that are heavily invested. And we really enjoyed you being a part of the program this morning.
Really appreciate it, Tim and Gary. Thank you very much.
Russell Green. What a great man. What a great chat and doing some amazing things out there in the community. And that's the point that he was trying to make, that he is selfless. He doesn't want to say that about himself. He does amazing things, but the support he's getting from different organisations to help him just make some kids' lives a little bit easier is a great thing. So well done to Russ.